you didn't know how to ride, you would say, I have never
rode a horse.
And if you couldn't stay on, you say, I fell
from the horse, that's right. They used to make women ride saddles. Mm-hmm. They'd ride side saddles. Mm-hmm. Oh, side saddles. Young man is good. Sometimes he'd have nice horses because he'd go to see them. They'd take a horseback ride out of the street somewhere. Mm-hmm. But the women didn't do much horse riding. But of later years, I guess they ride them straight now.
Oh, yeah. Say a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say, I must have
fell out the bed.
Okay. The things that you would put on the horse's feet to protect.
Horseshoes.
And the parts of the horse's feet that you would put the shoes onto would be called as what?
A hoof.
The game, the male sheep is called a what?
The male sheep.
Ram. And the female?
It's called a sheep.
What do you raise sheep for?
Well, they raise them for their sheep hide is valuable. Wool, you know.
Right. A male hog is called what?
Male horse.
Hog.
Hog. Bull.
What would you do, or what would you call a male that has been altered, has been changed? Or he's been spaded, say for instance.
I just can't call it. I think the bull hog has never been altered. And the male hog is just a hog, about all I can say.
How big must a pig get to be called a shoat?
Well, it should be better than 100 pounds. Yeah.
And what is an unbred female called?
Unbred female? Sow.
What do they, the stuff they have on their backs? You know, the hogs have this little stuff on their back, little sticky, hairy.
A hog?
Yeah, they have them on their backs. It's similar to this on our arm, but it's stiff.
Scalp. Horse.
And it sticks straight up. Usually sticks straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And these big long teeth.
They're just tushes. That's them big bull hogs. They rip. They now them birds weigh 200, 300, 400 pounds. Whew. Your tush hanging out of there, come by and cut you like an axe. Mm-hmm. I've seen all of that and experienced it all. You going right down my alley, little lady.
What is now the thing that you put the food in for the hog?
That's the troll.
Right. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown wild?
Wild? Yeah. Yes, and the only thing for his name is just a wild hog. And they those are the kind that have them tushes, too. Mm-hmm. Them wild hogs, they cut you.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow?
Well, they do call them sometimes the wild bull. I'm ready for you.
Okay, but if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do with him?
Well, we would alter him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, castrate him or something like that.
Okay. The noise made by a calf when it is being weaned, you say the calf began to...
I didn't catch that.
The calf. No. He's being weaned.
Oh, weaned from his mother.
Right, and he makes a certain cry or noise.
Yeah.
You would say that the calf began to
miss his milk.
He's
his
crying.
Meat.
It's
yeah.
a cry that he makes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what that cry is called? It's a certain sound he makes when he's been weaned.
Yeah, I haven't noticed too much on that. I can't think of what that would be called.
It might be a...
Other than just being weaned from his mother.